Okay, let's go. Torah Vayera, page Yudalud, second column, all the way at the bottom of the page. Okay, we're going to start four lines from the end of the page. The Alter Rebbe was explaining, as we learned at great length the last few days, there's a tzimtzum that's called Makom Panui, which means that the revelation is so infinitely greater than the thing that you need to be revealed, that you have to actually remove from the actual to the potential, the knowledge that you know, and then you could reveal a level of knowledge that the student can answer. Then there's another type of seichel, which is not such a great difference between the two, and then you have to give what's called a mashal. So the mashal really has nothing to do with the nimshal. Nothing. You want to give a mashal of godliness, the revelation of godliness, so the Arizal uses the example of sunlight. Now, sunlight has nothing to do with the revelation of godliness. But in order to understand, have a little bit of comprehension of what that concept of light of Elukus is, we understand it from the mashal of the sun. So he says, Vinei, four lines in the end of the page of Yudalit. Vinei, amoshal azet. This mashal that a person gives in Seichel, minyonim achedim, is from different objects. Shle me'inyan ha-seichel shereitzu lo medolav. In other words, like we said, sunlight has absolutely nothing to do with the revelation of godliness. One is mamish nothing to do with each other. So what's the purpose of a mashal? In it and through it, yuvin aseichel. Or like we were discussing the other day. You want to give a mashal of a neshama in a body, you can give a mashal like a battery in a thing, whatever you put it into. The battery is one simplistic power. It doesn't have different powers, flashlight power and talking toy power and walking toy power and this. It doesn't. It has one simplistic power. It comes into the instrument. Object.
Instrument
that you're putting it into. So then it functions accordingly. So that's what mashal would be, a mashal for the neshama in the body. The neshama is one simplistic power. It doesn't have 10 parts in it. Like he says, the neshama itself is not seichel, it's not midis. Right? And therefore, what is it? It's above all that. It also has, it reveals itself, it functions through Seichel and Midas and through everything else. So he says, Zezel Inyan Parsa Mafsik Ben Atzilus Sabriya. This second level of Parsa, which is the concept of a mashal, is what separates between Atzilus and Bria. Meaning, we learned already before, the Alter Rebbe explained that in the Hishtauschlus of the worlds, the way Elokus becomes revealed from the spiritual realms down into the physical realms, it has to go through, the chain of the worlds. Between Atzilus, which is godliness, versus Bria, which is Yesh Miayin. So it's not the same level of Atzilus. Atzilus comes from the word Eitzel. It's close to Hashem. It's a revelation of godliness. It's Chesed of godliness, Gvod of godliness. Then you come into the world of Bria. Like we learned, by definition, Bria, by definition, is Yesh Miayin. Like we learned, the Ramban says at the beginning of Chumash, that when the Torah uses the word Bara, by definition, Bara means Yesh Miayin. So Bria is a world of Yesh Miayin, which means it's not bottled to the source. So therefore, how does that come from Atzilus into Bria? Because if Atzilus reveals itself into Bria as is, then Bria would be Atzilus. So the answer is, it goes through a parsa. What is that parsa? It's a curtain that actually blocks the light in a way that it's a different type of light completely. We learned many times, you have a light on the table. Okay? You go closer to the light, you have more light. Further away from the light, you have less light. But it's the same light, more and less.
Intensity.
It's the same type of light. But if you take a shmata, you take a cover, and cover the light on the other side of the covering, it's not the same light less. It's a different type of covering completely. And that, Alter Rebbe says, is the parsa, this curtain between the world of Atzilus and Bria, which means from the level of Elokus to coming into the level of Bria, there has to be this parsa of Masach Mavdol L'Dvarim Me'inyonim Achedim, from other things, Shalei Me'inyan Atzilus, not in the same realm as Atzilus, that Shesham chachmi beifen acher umhus acher, because in Atzilis, the chachma bria is a completely different level of chachma. In other words, Atzilis is a much different level of chachma than it is in bria. The Alter Rebbe explained at the beginning of this maimer, chachma of Atzilis, when it says in Pasuk Liyo, anta tapikas aser tikunim, which is the maimer based on it. In Atzilis, it's a level of elokus, but Atzilis, the Alter Rebbe explained before, is it's not tangible chachma. Antu chakim v'lei b'chachma yediyah, the level of chachma of Atzilis is not a tangible chachma. It's not a real, actual chachma. It's the potential of chachma. Where does it come, tangible chachma, in the level of bria? Like we learned, you can have a source of something. It's a source of it, but it's really nothing to do with it. Remember the Flintstone, the Tzora Chalomish. The Flintstone is a source of fire. That's the source of fire. You could create fire from the Tzora Chalomish. But the Tzora Chalomish has nothing to do with fire. It's cold. You could put it into water for 100 years and take it out, and it'll still function as a Tzora Chalomish to create light, fire.
Yesterday we learned that it's higher than potential. Higher.
No, Chochmah Vatzilis is potential. The Chochmah, which is higher, that's even higher than potential. Why? Because when you say something is a potential for something, Moshe, the Tzora Chalomish, which is a potential of fire, yes, as remote as it is from fire, it's still a connection to fire because it could create fire. Something else can't. So even when you say the word potential, it's still very connected to the actual thing that it's potential for. Higher than Atzilis is not even the potential. It's not even the source of Chochma. Vein HaBriya Yuchel L'Kabel Ares Chochma K'meshi B'Atzilis. And therefore, Bria can't handle the level of Chochma the way it is in Atzilis. Rak Ayde Parsa Mafsekes. Only through the curtain that blocks the revelation of Elokus of Atzilis and the Atzilis level. Then it comes here, Hod Bechinas Chochma Bria Gamkin Fi Mazgo Tchunasa. Then it comes down in a tangible way of Chochma, Sheyuvan HaSeichel L'Talmud, that the student should understand the Chochma Min HaMashu U'Mizchadish Shom Bechinas Chochma Gamke. Okay? So that's what he's explaining, that between Atzilis and Bria, there is a Parsa, but not a Parsa, like he said, between Atzilis and higher than Atzilis, which is Mokum Ponui. It's actually connected through a mashal, and therefore Bria can exist. Therefore Bria is called Yeshmiayin, Fishimachin is Parsa, which is Urshal Tulda. It's a new light. Like we said, you put the Shmata curtain over the light. It's a different type of a light. It's not the same light less. It's a completely different type of a light. It's a new chachma and bria. What type of chachma is it? A tangible chachma. Then it becomes already a tangible chachma. The seichel that becomes new in the student. Min ha-moshul, sha'amale ha-moshul binyan acher, even though the moshul has nothing to do with the nimshul, like you said before, it's a completely different thing. Nevertheless, from the moshul, you can have an understanding of what elokus is. To give you another example, the Medrash says, ma nefesh ma'mala sa'guf, kacha kodesh baruch hu ma'mala sa'ilam. The Medrash says that just like the nefesh fills the body, okay, the same way Hashem fills the world. Now, it's again, the mashal of godliness is from a mashal of a nefesh. Now, what does it mean that Hashem fills the world? So in order to understand it a little bit, The Medrash gives a mashal, it's like the nefesh coming into the body. That we can understand. Because the person knows, even though we don't know what the nefesh is, Siddhis has an expression, we know the mitzias of the nefesh. We don't know the mhus of the nefesh. We know the nefesh's existence. What the nefesh is, we don't understand. But we know one thing, that the person is born, they're alive. God forbid they pass away, they're dead. Okay? Now, when the nefesh comes into the body of a person, the nefesh has two functions in the body. One function is, the person is now alive. He's alive. The neshama is in the body, the body's alive. Now, what does it mean the body's alive? The head is not more alive than the foot, and the foot is not less alive than the head. In the general chayis, in the general life that the neshama gives to the body, which means you're alive, not functioning of the neshama. The fact that the neshama gives life to the body and the person's alive, that's one function the neshama gives in the body. Then you have the functioning of the neshama in the body. That's when the neshama comes into the eye, it sees. Comes into the mouth, it talks. Comes into the ear, it hears. That already, there's a difference between the head and the foot. The head is higher capabilities, higher faculties than the foot, and the foot is lower than the head. So now we can understand, based on this medrash, how Hashem functions in the world. Just like the neshama functions two ways, general chayis and detailed chayis. So now we understand that in Elokus, there's Seviv Kol Almin and Memale Kol Almin. Seviv Kol Almin, the general chayis of the world, that the world exists. And over there, there's no difference between Atzilus and Asiya. And then there's the functioning level of Hashem. The way godliness comes into Atzilus, into Bria, into Yetzir, and in all the details. But from what?
No world to world.
Yeah, that's Malkum Panui. It's a much greater level.
That's a much greater descent.
Right. That's why it's Malkum Panui.
But that's why you need a bigger parcel. Are you saying that the bigger parcel is between...
No. No, it's not a bigger. The bigger parcel between Atzilus and Bria. I mean, between Atzilus and higher than Atzilus.
Yesh Mayayin.
This is... No. Even Yesh Mayayin is Bria from Atzilus is Yesh Mayayin. That's the concept of a mashal. This mashal is not going to help. Because if you cover infinite, it's still going to be infinite. It's not going to help a mashal. You have to have removal. It's a much greater descent. That's exactly what Alter Rebbe is saying. From higher than Atzilus to Atzilus is a greater descent than from Atzilus to Bria.
All the parts are the same?
No. You can have a thicker... No. The lower the world, the thicker the parcel.
Yeah, obviously.
No.
Fourth to third is bigger parcel
than third to second. Because from Atzilus to Bria is something from nothing. Okay? From Bria to Yetzira is from material to form. Yetzira means in Hebrew a form. Bria is already an entity. Without, like, you take a board, okay? The material is there. There's no shape, so to speak. You want to build a table, you have to cut it out. You want to build a round table, you do it this way, that way. So you have a piece of gold. That's called chomer, material. But surah is when you take the material and you make a form out of it. You make a ring, a necklace, or this, or that. So that's, but it's still connected. Form to matter is not a big difference as it is between nothing to something. From Atzilus to Bria is nothing to something. It's a much bigger jump than from material matter to form. Right. Therefore, the parsa between Atzilus and Bria is much, so to speak, for lack of a better word, thicker than it is. It's a spiritual curtain, by the way. That, but it's spiritual denser, not physical 10 inches wide. Then it is that.
Like
The parsa is stronger than what's blocking, right?
The what?
The parsa is blocking atzilut, right?
Right.
So it's stronger than atzilut because it's blocking it.
It's like saying the curtain is stronger than the sun. It's different.
It is the sun. It is a part of the sun.
It's not. It contradicts the sun.
So it's stronger than the sun.
What means stronger? It blocks it.
If it's blocking it, if it's blocking.
Let me ask you a question. If I block my face with my hands, does that mean the hands are more powerful than the face?
It's
black. Does that mean it's more powerful? It's a funny word to use, more powerful. It blocks it.
So, Rabbi, understanding all these things, how me of nothing could remove all these parts?
Oh, me of nothing. I like that bittle. Whoa. You get the bittle award today. And nevertheless, when a yid does a simple, tiny little mitzvah, yeah, they remove all the curtains. How can they do that? Because we have something called the neshama. And neshama is a part of Hashem. Without any curtains, without any block, the essence, you know, the yechida. And therefore, when a person does a mitzvah, they remove all those curtains and they reveal godliness. Yeah, that's how great we are. Not because the body is great, because the neshama is great. And as we mentioned last night by the class, you can have a neshama, when a neshama coming into the body, you can have three aspects. You can have the neshama makes up its mind, I will not get affected by the body. Makes a firm resolution, I'm not going to listen to the body. Another way is the neshama has nothing to do with the body. And then the third way is the neshama influences the body, controls the body, and enhances the body. That's the avoda of the neshama in the body, is not to have nothing to do with the body. It has nothing to do with locking yourself up in a ghetto and saying, world won't affect me because I'm locked up in a ghetto. What the Baal Shem Tov's chiddush of Azev Tazev Ima is, not that the body contradicts godliness, and therefore you have to break the body that it shouldn't block godliness. The Baal Shem Tov said the body is the vehicle to reveal godliness. Because in essence, the body is a higher level than the neshama.
But who controls who? The body or the neshama?
But that's up to us. Hashem says, I'm sticking a neshama in your body. Yeah, your mission is to see who controls whom. If the Yetzer Hara controls the Yetzer Tov, meaning the body controls the Yetzer Tov, that's what it says in Tanya or Rasha. If the neshama dominates the body and destroys the Yetzer Hara, you're called a tzaddik. If it dominates it in thought, speech, and action, and never gives in, then it's called a beinoni. But that's the mission of life. The mission of life is who controls me.
Dwelling between the pleasures of the moment.
And God.
The
right.
Physical pleasures of the moment.
Right. So an intelligent person, you're not even a holy person. If a person loves a certain food, but the food is detrimental to them.
Right.
They love a certain food, but after they eat it, they suffer 3 days in bed with a stomachache. Yeah? So the difference between a fool and a semi-intellectual person, a fool will say, right now I want it to taste good. What's going to happen later? A chacham sees the future. A chacham says, yeah. So for a minute, what do they say? A minute on the lips is forever on the hips. Is that what they say? So 1 second. So the person says, an intellectual person says, you know what? It's not worth it. It's not worth it. So that's the difference between a fool.
You can be very intelligent, very cerebral, and then yet pleasures of the moment overwhelm you.
That's the difference between wisdom and Torah. Wisdom, I could be a brilliant doctor and do everything unhealthy. I could be a brilliant moralist and be completely immoral?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Now, does that contradict that I'm not a brilliant doctor?
No.
Okay. But by Torah...
Yeah, it does.
Because Torah is not a wisdom. Torah is guidance. So if I know about Yiddishkeit and I don't keep it, that means I'm not brilliant in Yiddishkeit.
It happens all
the time. Okay. But that's what life's all about. The concept of life is Hashem sticks us in with many parses, many coverings, comes into a body, a physical world, Yetzer Hara, lowest to the lowest to the lowest, and Hashem says, you have a mission. The mission is to see who controls who. The body is heavy duty, powerful, and the neshama is this little feeble, little weak little thing. So the concept is, a little bit of light pushes away a lot of darkness. So all you have to do is bring in a little bit of the light of the neshama, the light of God, the light of Torah, mitzvahs, and neshama. It dispels a lot of darkness. Darkness looks very powerful. Like really many, people are scared of the dark. People are scared of the dark. Darkness is very, very powerful. A blind person, the Torah says, is considered like dead. Because when you can't see anything, you live in a life of darkness. It's not a life. So it's very powerful. But all you have to do is bring in a little light, and it dispels a lot of darkness automatically.